Hey there, this is Neil Napier, and in this video I'm going to give you a walkthrough of InstaStore. While I'm doing that, I'm also going to create a store right in front of you within the next 60 seconds. So this is important. If you follow all the steps I'm going to show you, you can start up with your new store within the next 60 seconds. And the way to do that, by the way, is to do that from here, from stores. All right, so let's go ahead and create a new store for us. First things first, let's go start the timer. So this is a timer and you'll see that I'll come back to it within the next 60 seconds and we will have a store already done. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's add a new store, and this would be an Amazon store in this case. We can choose AliExpress as well. I'm gonna call this Mac Store. There we go, and we're also going to automatically upload YouTube videos as well, so that we can already start to add reviews to our site too. The store's done. If I go here, you can see it's there, but there are no products in there. I'm just going to go in and start adding a few products as well. So let's say add products, say Mac, and we'll look under the electronics category, search, and it'll bring us a list of products, and I can just select a few here. Let's go for these. Let's add a few more. And there we go, we are done. If I close this, now the products are available. If I refresh this, it's all done, and all the products with reviews are there. So let's go back and see. Less than 60 seconds still, and we have a ready to go store for us with reviews, with videos, as well as any comments that can later on come through via Facebook. Now, InstaStores is so much more than that, and I want to go in detail and show you exactly that. Creating a store is a breeze, but what do you do from there? Well, there are a few things you can do from there. Number one, you can create a pop-up for your stores as well. So for this store, I can go into settings and I can add a pop-up, which means that I can collect leads, I can build members inside the store, and I can do so much more. So let's just go ahead and bring a new pop-up. Let's call this new sign up. And I want this to show up after, let's say, 10 seconds. And I'll say, great, there we go, we're done. I can add an image to this as well. I'm just gonna browse a quick image from my computer. I think I'll just take this one, because it's interesting. I can add a video as well if I wanted to, but in this case, I don't need to worry about that. So then I can integrate this with my autoresponders. So with things like GetResponse or let's see, we have MailChimp, and you can also put in a custom HTML option. So if you have Aweber or ActiveCampaign or anything else, you can put in HTML code and you can collect leads using that. Once we're done with this, let's click Save. And again, remember, this shows up after 10 seconds. So I'm just gonna grab this store actually. Let's just take it from here. And I'm going to open an incognito window because I want to be able to show this for a user that isn't logged in. So let's open up an incognito window. There we go. All right, so this is a store, and within 10 seconds, a pop-up's gonna show up where you can see how people can sign up. There we go. So now people can sign up. They can put their email address in, they'll get subscribed to you, and they can also log in. They can use it as a members area, because what you can do is you can incentivize them. So you can give them free gifts if they share your products on social media. So if people share products on social media, they can actually get free gifts as well. And they get points, they collect points, and then those points can be transferred into gifts that you decide. And you can take care of all of that within the prizes feature here, where you can set prizes for people. So you can say, let's say first prize, gift card, or you can select an actual product that's within the site itself. And the points required for that could be 100, and the description could be, and get a free gift card. You're done, simple as that. Now, if you're thinking about where you can actually set the points, you go back to Insta members, and right here, you've got the settings feature. And of course, you can change the settings of your, you can put the settings of Amazon and AliExpress and so on, but you can also set prices for each place right here. So just under other, you can change other settings as well. You can put Facebook Pixel, Google Analytics, About Us page. You can do so much more with these stores. If I go into general, There you go. There you can set the points as well for any kind of shares that people do. And based on that, you can give them free cards, free gift cards, or any other prizes as well. Again, we've tested the same technique over and over again, and every time it's generated some really, really cool results. Adding people to this store is super simple as well, because all you have to do is go into products and click on add products, and you can search for anything. Let's say Apple, and let's look for electronics. Oops. There we go. And once it loads up the product, you can just select which ones you want to add. There we go. Let's add one more. Or a couple more. We're done. Click on close. And if you don't want them, you can delete them here. You can view them here. And you can also edit the products here. So if I go in here, I can change the description. I have the video already. I can remove the video. I can add a new video. I can even change the categories from here. So all of this can become yours. Now, the thing I really like about this is also the action of curating videos, where you can grab these comments. So for example, let's say this is a negative comment, we don't want this. There's a good comment, we'll grab this. There's a good comment, I'll grab this as well. And we're done. This is how simple it is to set up InstaStore. I hope you like it. If you have any questions, let us know why I support this, and we'd be more than happy to help you out with this.